and the nation, and I want to make sure we stay right on it because, you know, if any time we ever needed it prayed for, our nation is now. That's right. And I, you know, and so to the point where God gave me a dream, not Wednesday night, let me see, not Thursday night, but Wednesday night. Yeah, last night. I didn't have it last night, not before. I'll tell you about that in a minute. The word for season here, okay, John 5:4 tells of a beautiful water source located near the Sheep Gate, Jerusalem, where an angel bringing healing occasionally manifests. John wrote that an angel appeared at a certain season. John 5:4. The word for season here is the Greek word kairos, a word used, or kairos, a word used to indicate a specific season of opportunity that is also a set moment in time, or you can say a moed of God. In the Old Testament, it would be translated moed, an appointed time, an appointed season. The scripture teaches us that there are times and seasons which God has placed within his own power. Prophetic signs indicate the world is entering the season identified as the time of the end, which releases the most significant prophetic season since the birth, death, resurrection, and ascension of Christ. Biblically, there have been numerous prophetic seasons, including transitions that changed the world. Now, some of you that heard Branson, can you all help me? I'm trying to remember which one of them prophesied about we entered a season of transition. It was either Lynn Meek or Pastor Allison. Did anybody come having to catch that? I thought it was Lynn Meek. So that, you know, the prophetic season, this time of transitions that changed the world. And I think we're in a time of transition now that's going to change the world. Now, so in a prophetic season, there are a lot of, I would say, characteristic, if you will, ingredients, or I would say more elements, is a better word, I guess, that we as prayers have to pay attention to in a prophetic season. There's a spirit of seeing and knowing that you want to relish and you want to embellish. The spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prayer. If you look in scripture and begin to study prophetic season, you will see that these elements were very prominent, if you will. The spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prayer. Seeing and knowing. Divine revelation. Futuristic revelation, the futuristic anointing of the Spirit of God was at work, you know, on an unprecedented, unparalleled level, if you will. All right? So, I thought there may be one other thing that I wanted to read from here, but maybe not. So, now, you know, if you've been around Miss Billy Brim, Dr. Brim, any time, you have heard her mention this one time, if not one time. I mean, if she mentioned one time, she mentioned it many times, quoting Sister Jeannie Wilkerson, "All history hangs on two golden hooks, the first coming of the Lord and the second coming of the Lord." Now, you've heard me say this, but it bears repeating. If you were to study the first coming of the Lord in scripture, you would see that there were a lot of spiritual activity surrounding that major event. There was a lot of spiritual activity. There were abrifrens capre vrapetus carbrengo dorepetai. Robert, there was a lot of positioning, a lot of things prophetically, the voice of the Lord, this place that the prophetic anointing had, it had to position people for their roles, even to the point where it had to position the death of Jesus. It had to position Only the leaders, the governmental leaders, could order that to be carried out. So even it played a part in, you know, all of that. Now, and there were people praying. There were people praying. And people praying about this event. And you can remember Simeon. You can remember Anna. And the Bible says Simeon was praying. He was a man filled and controlled by the Holy Spirit. And he was such a prayer, and he was given an assignment, and he stuck with that assignment. And so what he did, he came, and he prayed, and one day he heard God say, okay, go down to the temple. Because the Lord had groups of people all over praying and feeding and supplying this major event, right? And so lo and behold, he gets down to the temple. And there is Anna, who her assignment was not to leave the temple.
Yeah.
And so she had her part in supplying and facilitating, if you will, this major event. And we know other people were praying, because you read there in Luke chapter 1 and 2, the Bible tells us that. Now, and so then, so in this prophetic season that we're in, then we... You know, if you spiritual activity, bad or good, there's a lot of it happening. But, you know, we can't be moved by what we see. We have to get over in this place called in the spirit so we can see it for what it really is. And we can deal with devils. Not just deal with them, but, you know, put a stop to some of their nonsense. And the only way we're going to do that is in the spirit. And part of this praying that God is bringing us to is this. It's prophetic praying, but. Sometimes what I have seen, with prayers or praying people, if you will, people don't stay on something long enough to turn it, to prevent things, to change. Some, like Pastor Terry, God said this to her one time. I am the right. You are the righteousness of God. There's nothing you can't prevent, change, or overcome. There's things, if we stay with it long enough, we can prevent things. But I'm not finding people that knows how to stay with it long enough. Then some things you stay with it, it's already happened, and you change it. You stay with it until you change it. And then there's things that happen, you know, that you can overcome, like the fires. We're going to pray about the California fires. You overcome. But the problem is we don't take the time. You know, the very thing that we need, and if we wanted to have, we tell ourselves we don't have it. Because after all, you know, I got to do this. So, but there is another operation of the Spirit that I believe the Lord is bringing full circle in these days. And that's where Abafring Avris O Revadafkonoli Eshelema Momba. And that's where I think I'm going to go today. And that is the element, if you will, or the operation of travail. Now, I have some people that work with me. And so there are five of us. And so what I noticed that started happening at the end of the day, I would get this, you know, this is oh, this thing in my spirit at work. And it's like, really? It's 5 o'clock. I'm getting ready to finally get with these people and have a meeting. Because after all, you know, there's plans and things that I'm working on that I have to get done. But then I would get this almost like, if I ignore this, it's not going to be good. So I say to them, okay, guys, it's happening. I'm getting this stuff in my spirit. And I don't want to take it home because I know what's going to happen. I'm going to stay up all night because I can't rest. When this happens, I can't rest. But what I have noticed about this season for me, it's not God's plan for me to take it home. God's plan is for me to get others help with me, to help me, and to train them how to be. No, when that comes, don't ignore it, you know. And so we yielded to it, and wow. Some of the things that God unveiled and revealed would astound you. The accuracy. And it happened once, and it happened again. But in those times, what I noticed, and I have a witness in right next to me because he's a part of that. But in those times, what I've noticed is the travail that has come with it. Great travail. And we have a person that prays with us. She works for me. And she's always operated in that. But man, wow. And so when that thing began to come on me, I would send for her. Because I said, I know she can help me. And so every time when we come together, it's like I imagine what happened when Elizabeth and Mary came together and the Bible said the baby leaped in her womb. Except for our babies don't leap. It was like we're in intense labor. You know. And so, it's funny because I don't open my eyes when I'm doing that kind of praying but I do because I have two young people praying with me and I like to see their facial expressions. So they're sitting there going, what the heck we got ourselves into? But this element of travail, it just been there. And so the beauty of all that, you know, then there's our prayer group I have that Pastor Terry, I'm a part of, that Pastor Terry conducts with her pastors and ministers. And so in the middle of all this, I go to that group one day, and she began to talk about this element of travail. I'm thinking, okay. And she's talking about how we can do it on purpose. Because in my mind, and she's taught this before, in my mind, I have thought that it has to come on you for it to happen. But no, he is in there. It is an operation and an expression of the Spirit, and you can just go on over there by faith. But then, you know, and I believe he's going to come on us today, but then there's that part about, I don't want you making up stuff, you know. You know, and so then last Friday I took the day off, as you know, I wasn't here. And I had a friend that I've been meaning to call now for months. You know, I have been trying to get a hold of, not trying to, I have been thinking of who I could contact to get her information to call her because she's quite a prayer. And so it finally hit me, Facebook, you know, which I don't get on Facebook a lot, but I thought, for this it's worth it. So, and I went on and lo and behold, there she was. So I messaged her and said, hey, I've been wanting to get a hold with you. I just want to touch base. Heard you were back in the States, and I want to, you know, let's get caught up. Please, I need your number. So she sent me her number, and this was way back. I know it was before the Victorthon. So I think it was after Southwest. So just how long it was, you know. So I know me. At that time, she sent me the number. I took a picture of it. So when the time came. So what a Friday was the time came. I called her. So I was just listening, because I wanted to get caught up. She was in another country helping a very, you know, a prominent minister. You all know him if I said it, for years. And I was a part of that process when all of that happened. And so, but this person, she just started to, she is prayer. So when she talks, it's just anointed. And so we began, she's like, you just need to come and stay with me and my husband so we can just travail. I'm like, what did you just say? And then she said, well, you know, I've been going back reading Brother Hagin's books on prayer and intercession. I said, so I turned around in my office. I turned around, pulled mine as we're talking. And I put it on my desk. And she said, now, you know, the original copy says this, but the copy they read, did it, and the copy now doesn't say that. And what she was referencing was that Brother Hagin said that the reason there are not many souls in the church now, because nobody travails. Because in order to give birth, there has to be travail. And Brother Hagin, so she said, do you have that? She said, have you ever heard it? I said, I have the book right now. I'm confirming it because I said, I have an original copy because I remember when Pastor Terry years ago, it was before I worked for her, I think, and she got worried that they had changed their book. So she had somebody get on, I think it was Tracy at that time or maybe somebody else, got on and found she and I some original copies of that book, of that, I think, Art of Intercession or something like that. But he did say it's in there. I read it with my own eyes. I said, well, Kathy, I got mine here and I'm looking at it, you know? And so, and then obviously he went to this, familiar scripture in Isaiah that we all know about, but we overlook it. Isaiah 66. Verse 9. Actually, I will start at 6. Hark, an uproar from the city, a voice from the temple, the voice of the Lord, rendering recompense to his enemies. My God. Before Zion travailed, she gave birth. Before her pain came upon her, she was delivered of a male child. Who has heard of such a thing? Who has seen such things? Shall a lamb be born in one day? Or shall a nation be brought forth in a moment? For as soon as Zion was in labor, she brought forth her children. Shall I bring to the moment of birth and not cause to bring forth, saith the Lord? Shall I who causes to bring forth shut the womb, saith your God? So when Zion traveled, she brought forth. So there's this element. Now, I think I have this with me because I didn't really know what direction I was going to go until about I hit Indian Bridge driving in this morning, and the Lord began to remind me about all of these things, about travail. And so I think I have something about that here from Lynn Hammond. And I still forgot to find the first page to that prophecy by Brother Hagin. Anybody have that prophecy here? There used to be. That picture didn't give it all, remember?
I know, but I have page one. I have intercessors travail ye, and I have the one, the spirit of seeing and knowing.
Oh, okay. I got spirit and seeing and knowing. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, so look back in that credenza. We used to have extra copies of everything back there, but I think they've cleaned it out since then, but it could be a remnant back there. Yeah, but on the one that I needed the other day, I have the second page. I guess I can use your first page again if we don't get a copy. In that top drawer?
He has both.
Who has both?
I'm saying I have both. They were just on separate pictures.
Oh, okay. All right. Excuse me. I still not convinced that my first page is not here. Because unless I took them out at home when I was studying to teach KCBC and one page somehow was left there in the chaos on my desk, that's pretty possible. Because we had extra copies of everything lying around for a long time. And Scott, did we move any in that storage room you know of? Okay.
This is the two she has that she's talking about.
Yeah.
Okay,
so I can keep it?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, because this meme typed out better where I can see.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you. You typed this out?
Maria
Oh, Maria. Okay. That sounds like something she would do. Yeah, I got to make sure you have it all here, or you're going to be in trouble. Okay. Yes. Thank you, Esther. Okay, guys, we got a solution. Get y'all some math problems here in a minute. Look at Stacy and Regina. Regina said, please stay in the spirit. But I like this because in this word from the Lord, Brother Hagin connects praying in tongues with the travail. So watch this. Speaking by the Spirit, not just speaking words out of your own mind or thinking. Now remember, we're still on praying in tongues. We haven't left that. Remember, that's our vehicle. We're going to ride in that vehicle for a while. But speaking by the Spirit, words that are inspired by the Spirit of God, words that well up from within you out of your spirit, given to you by the Holy Spirit, those words spoken boldly bring forth great happiness. Speaking by the Spirit and to the glory of God, and so the glory of God shall come into manifestation. And some will see it like a cloud that hangs over the heads of the people. Others may not see anything, but they sense the mighty move of his Spirit. So speaking by his Spirit, yielding your tongue unto the Holy Ghost, but you see, taking time to pray in the Spirit, taking time to pray in other tongues will get you tuned up, will edify you, and get your tongue hooked up to your spirit so that when he who dwells in your spirit can give you utterance, then he takes over. And you speak out what he says, not what you think. You speak out what he wants. And so the spirit of seeing and the spirit of knowing into a greater manifestation shall come. But all of these, all nine of these manifestations, all of these work of that one in the self-same spirit. And at the same time, the inspirational gift, men and women speaking by the spirit, by prophecy, inspired utterance, by tongues and interpretations, shall bring forth marvelous statements and bring into being in this sense realm where men can see and know the operation of the Spirit of God and the manifestation of the Spirit of God and the demonstration of the Spirit of God. So rejoice ye and be glad. So part two is, I can hear the Spirit of God saying, hear ye well, for you see responsibilities on the shoulders. Uh-oh, something just went wrong. Uh-oh, let me see, maybe I skipped something. It is important for us to get over into the place of the Spirit. We not only pray from this place, but we can live in this place. Well, so that's not it, okay? Let me see your little piece. We'll piece it together, because we skipped something on this one.
Just a picture of that.
Let me see. just a picture there. Mm-hmm. Oh, no, you got more.
Okay.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, what did I read last? Okay. So he says, yeah, manifestation and a demonstration of the Spirit.
Oh, you're right, that bottom part. It's on the next picture, yes, ma'am. Sorry.
Yeah.
Right down there.
Oh, yeah, but no, I need the other picture. Go back that way.
Which one, the seeing and knowing one, or the Trevelyan?
Hold on a minute. Okay. I want to go back to, okay, speaking about the Spirit, okay.
Yeah,
go back to the other one. Go back to the other
Trinity.
Picture. Yeah, this is one prophecy. Y'all got them mixed up.
Okay.
This is one word. Yeah. So, yeah, somebody got them mixed up though. But we'll get it straight. Yeah, I'm going to get to that, but it's something. See,
okay.
You see mine? This is my second page right here.
I did see that.
Yeah, somebody got it mixed up, so we'll get it. Okay. Yeah. So, but anyway, darkness and the forces of evil will intercede and will help to bring forth. We'll, as we travail and pray in the Spirit, darkness and the forces of evil will intercede and will help to bring forth to birth the move of the Spirit, the revival, the manifestation of God's power, and bring to birth the ministries that God desires. Supernatural ministries will be in manifestation in the church, but it will take those who will travail. It will take those who will bring to birth those ministries. And oftentimes, the one who stands minister, I don't want to read that today, they said the one standing minister, they would look up on him and say, oh, he's a mighty man of God. He should get the benefit. He said, but no. He didn't give birth to it. The birth was caused by those who had traveled. You see. Take those who will.
Yeah. There's a section.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
But yea, saith the Lord, the greatest ministry, those that will say that people want to be used, they want God to use me. But yeah, y'all just got my thing all mixed up. What the world? But yea, saith the Lord, the greatest ministry of all is the ministry of prayer. The greatest ministry of all is the ministry of intercession. And even all other ministry will fail unless intercessor will take their place and will stand against the forces of evil and will intercede and will bring help to bring forth, to bring to birth the move of the Spirit, the revival. I read that. So I'm going to stick with this page over here. So... It will take those to bring forth. So in this day and in this hour, there is a work of God that has yet not been wrought. Oh, yes, he was in the move of the revival, in the move that we instigated called the charismatic move. He was in the other move. He was in the healing move. He said, but what a, and it was a mighty move. But you see, now we stand, says the Spirit of God, on the threshold at the door of another move. And we're right at the door of another move. Of God, and it will be brought forth. Shall I bring to the birth and not bring it forth? Oh, saith the Lord of hosts, when Zion travail, she brought forth her children. So you see how travail, he connected with praying in tongues. She brought forth her children. You see, it is not just the Lord that will bring forth the move, for he moves through men. He uses his church. Oh, ye intercessors, travail. Ye intercessors, travail, travail, travail. And he says, seek the face of the Lord. Give yourself unto the Lord. And you'll bring forth that which God desires to do. He said in the 80s, but what he desires to do now. You see, but this travail you know, he brought forth. Zion travail, she brought forth. Now, oh, man, I forgot to do that. Yikes. Hold on 1 minute. Where's my phone? I got it. Let me see if I can do something here. Y'all work with me this morning? Because I didn't get up and prepare nothing. I was tired. I worked to 8 o'clock every night this week, except for yesterday. I worked to 7:30. No, I'm not supposed to have a sample of this. I bought this. Where's my stuff? How can I call these people and tell them I need my money back because I bought this? What the heck? Wow. Who can guess, name that tune? No, that's not the name of it. It says it in there. Okay, learning to follow the leader. See, y'all should have been humming. No, just kidding. But anyway, thank you, Stacy. Thank you, Esther. So, Brasile macabre gadile babruba dele abravarangare ekatara malambra gadoro babobore ekata. Zikapa brigadam bobo roboda. So, but anyway, let's look at Romans 8. I can do it. I don't have to do it all this week. I can come back next week. Well, whenever I come back. I won't say next week because it all depends. But this travail, this element of travail, I know that God is calling us. I'm not saying, if nothing else, to some praying through, if you will. Oh, that's what I was looking for. Okay, never mind. Okay. I know he's leading us along that way. See, the old timers, they knew about it. You know, I learned that from my spiritual mom about praying through to something. Some things you ain't gonna get prayed through in 15 minutes. You know, you just not, it's just not gonna happen. Okay, let's just get real. Yeah. You know, and some things you're not gonna get prayed through in a day, you know. But what God wants us to do is get some prayed through.
Yeah.
I have it right here. And that's one of the things I think it's a grace that I have, you know, and I have a grace. If I'm praying over something, I'm gonna pray till I get it through. And somewhere along the way, the Lord will let me know if I need to pick up on it the next day, or it's just something I got to get prayed through now. And like when I was getting those feelings. When we pray till we get it prayed, till we get a release. Now, sometimes it'll come back the next day, you know, but still, I just, because I'm number one, I didn't want to be up all night. Because I know me, I can't rest when that my spirit is like that. Like Paul said, I just didn't have no rest. So, you know, you just got to do something. But it's the way I've trained myself, you know. And I, like I said, it's a grace. So I'm not trying to tell you everybody has a grace to do that. But I know you can pray for something longer than 15 minutes. You know, and there are some things you can pray and bind up and loose and it's done in 5 minutes, you know. Those are the things I'm not talking about. I'm not talking about those things. Usually those are things that are covenant things that we already have. Mm-hmm. And even with that, you know, like for healing, we're not seeing healing like we should be seeing it.
That's
You know? And some of it is, I guess we made, just what Pastor Terry had us travailing over. No, some of it just like, we just got to slow down and just take the time and get over in the spirit. Is it all in that bag? Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So I don't have the answers, but I do know something about staying on something till you get it prayed through. Until you get it, you know. And I've told you how sometimes I'll be in a prayer meeting praying with people, and they'll say, we got it. And I'm like, and the Lord has said, no, you don't. They don't have it. But, you know, we like that. We just fool ourselves because, you know, we just, you know, they make us feel better. And, you know, yep, we got it. I'm like, no, we don't. Just like when Jesse Duplantis told that pastor to cast that devil out of that guy. You know, and his brother Jesse said, cast it out, man. And that little demon said to that pastor, I'm out. He said, yeah, praise the Lord, brother Jesse, I got him. Jesse said, no, you didn't, man. That thing is tricking you. Man, you got to keep, you know. And said, that pastor would get at it again and say, that little demon in that guy would say, I'm out, you know. But, you know, that's what we do. You know, the devil trick us. You know, that little demon. You know, say, we got it. They said, you got it. So anyway, that's another teaching. But this element, Miss Charlotte, I was the one about praying through Miss Lynn. Maybe I don't have it. So I got to really work on these prophecies. Now it's getting out of control. I guess y'all said, really? We've been out of control. You know, at least I've been able to find myself up until now. I don't know what's going on. But so we're going to pray over our nation. So let me just move on to this next thing. The one about praying through? Yeah. So it's called, you may have to look up ingenuity, something that word, if you can want to do a word search, if you're talking about the same one I'm talking about. But I don't know with you ladies. I got three. I don't know what y'all. Thanks. Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Father. I just sense the presence of God. Worship you, Lord. Worship you, Jesus. See, just in an instant, you see how you have to be willing to be. In an instant, he just came like that. Just in an instant. Lord, we worship you. We worship you. We worship you. We thank you for your good. And your mercy endures forever. Bor se fregede ebrojone namaka. Zengle bom le seke de la boro stemble intigi biposkada. Soprapari ke tombo la brodidi I quora soferola cocola. Corotonge gondonga amor se ilica. Oroshola carava zodumbra. Sostor breve disque el aprufre prafrante hambrovo oshrele o chocolono lavranda liglonda e poforge alanda. Heya, oh so, hasa sara de dembra o chekele bandanda. So samandoro kustadaba, just as abruse elabotike elabradombra, and just as akanengra anglangre stada. So right now, many of you are on the very precipice now of your breakthrough. All is ambraskatai is needed of you is to yield and travail, and it'll bring it on through. Taking the time to pray in other tongues, taking the time to get over in the spirit, and that's where the victory is won. But azishe ovanda veskarge boborketatena longrose la proketache grapatere e canare adande locre ada o oshe e o soko toto te eke eke oko no ye o ye o sho yield over oche o no yield over asando yield over the kokalaki nabo yield over and to Chris I able say able osiste ah yeah monjige menze apotoskene ebrozuke abragore rangai. They're coming now, amuruje utterance now of great groanings now. Great groanings too deep, azugada. And utterance now will flow up in groanings. Utterance will flow up in sounds and expressions. Does not adugre zati nganjo go. That not the arike ferego rapapache ke. And I'm bringing now this utterance corporately, in this here your day. So aruse ke tataya rodo garabai. Yield to the spirit and you will begin to groan and prophesy. Oh, ro shelebe papoho rababa. Oh, ro shelebe ke lamanandele ko talabaja. When Zion travailed, she gave birth. There are Abushleka, there are Abobosikas, and there are now people at full term now. You at full term, and you ready to give birth. So travail, and get my plan in the earth. Azuka, Azuka poreba. Oh, go, rapa posheke had. Ambrisatonara, lengra surbora, ezebere kote laba, ezebere keto nora bakara badach kara bakada bakada, ezekora bato nora bakada bakado kado kado kada. Oh, zefrondo, eprefreske dei, eketonananda, opronsongadanda. Ekasore dede, ekorobadara, hombre dede deke, hebre o shekara. Eskororabobo kosis dede bakosista. Hasoko tororabobo shagadaba. E the mother dede beke arababa bakasa. So too, the Holy Spirit will come to your aid and bear you up in this. Aye! Hasharamaga! Hasharamaga! Hashikaranamuka, Hikaranaboko, Hekabaranika, Hekabaranopo. The Holy Spirit, Hasheli Machikaramuda, Hasheli Makaranaboko, Hasheli Makaranabaka, Aradabako says, Steadabe, Shokoda. Hey, oh, oh, Shokoda. As a bebarotable kosha kidded a big kisser. As a garrotable kosis did a big kiss, instead of a kisses. As a bearable court, rababababo, rababa, barrobo, abrabada, nerebeke, o sheka, rababa sheke, arababa shokoda. O rabababa sekitted a bacasasabada. A rababara rabacash stand down. Oh, ho, 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 ho. Eh, oh, rabba, oh, rababa, Jesus, Azakada, Ezekade, Zombrande, Rambapache, Breko Dom, Ropadeska, Breko Dosko, Breganta, Geko Bob, Ramba, De Chekela, Baba, Bara, Rabaka, Era Braka, Taka, 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 Ta, Eko, Toko, 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 Taka, 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 Daba. 2020 will be a year of great change. Wonderful and magnificent changes in the kingdom of God in the earth. Changes that will come because of insight, ideas, and concepts directly from Jesus to his church by his mighty spirit. Glorious concept of how laws work. The laws governing increase in financial prosperity. The laws of the spirit that release miracles and divine healings and manifestation of his almighty power in the earth. It will be days of great political change, great victories, and great defeats. For the spiritual enemies of God and his people shall be crushed. Spirits, I said, not flesh and blood. But there are those on both sides of the political divide who refuse to listen to the Lord Advocate General of the church. Their dreams shall be dashed. Their desires shall be wounded, and they will be removed from their offices and replaced, some by the ballot, some by tragedy, and some who in despair will quit and go do something else. This is my country, saith the Lord. It was founded by people who love me for the sole purpose of their love and desire to worship me, and I will never forget that. See, 2020 is the year of change and manifested power. Those politicians that refuse my call to unite and become the United States of America, and not just America, those politicians that refuse to listen, those politicians that continue the pathway of hate, oh, I will remove them from their place, and I will remove them from their influence, from the record books, and I will remove their candle and their families, and I will remove them from office, and put somebody in there that will. That's what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. What about 2020? Many things will be said about vision because of the natural vision of nature of 2020 eyesight. But you and I, those that seek the face of God, know the voice of God. We will have vision, insight, ideas, and concept. And there will be a time of the fulfilling of the word that was spoken in my word that says, the young men and the old men shall have vision and dream. My dream, said the Lord. My dream, says the Lord, is the continued rebirth of this nation. Before Zion travailed, she gave birth. Before Zion travailed, she has to rebirth, to give rebirth. It has already begun, and it will continue. For you see, in these last days, says God, I have taken over the politics of the United States of America. Lord, I believe your prophets and I prosper. I believe this because the prophet of God spoke it. I believe the word of the Lord in the name of Jesus. This is the only nation ever founded by people specifically because they love me and wanted to worship me. And I've never forgotten it, and I never will forget it. I am the God of this country. And it will be reported far and wide. They have no, and people will come from far and wide, and they will say things and they will do things that they have no idea why they said them or they did them. For in 2020, the continued rebirth of this nation is a surety. It is a good thing, and you will see it come to a place, praise God, that is more than you have ever dreamed or wanted in a place. This is mine, I promise you, and I give you my solemn word, says the Spirit of grace. My Lord, I knew what to do with the pharaohs and these little politicians of today. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha. They're so easy to deal with compared to the pharaohs of old. But I knew how to deal with them. I know how to deal with politicians today. Oh, there are those that think they know. They think they're doing what they're supposed to do. Ha, ha, ha. All over the world. You hear me now. You understand what I'm saying. From the top of the world and all over the world, wherever there's a government, wherever there are people, where there's voting, wherever the people can't vote, I'm there. Wherever the people seek my name, I'm there. And those that misunderstand a word I'm saying, I hear it and I move in behalf of it, whether you think I do or not, or whether they think I do or not. I hear cries of my people. And there are certain things that are taking place today that would never have taken place had my people not prayed and cried out to me. Oh, these are the days, saith the Lord. Oh, these are the days of mighty grace. These are the days of wonder grace. Certain lines have been drawn. Certain things that can't be crossed. Certain things that cannot be changed. Other things that can be and will be changed. Certain lines have been attempted to be crossed. But they can't because, see, they are established in my word. Thank you, Jesus. 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 Hallelujah. Sobrakitisa there.
So, you know, just because we are quiet doesn't mean the spirit is not working. It doesn't mean your spirit is not active, because indeed it is. And sometimes, especially when we're talking about a subject like travail, the Lord will move in like this and begin to impart. You won't realize it until later. Begin to impart and stretch you, your capacity to yield to this element of the Holy Spirit. So I'm kind of glad that he moved in the way he did, because I want the demonstration that he can move without everybody going, he can move without that. You just got to be willing to let him move the way he wants to. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Father, we thank you for a blood-washed nation. Father, a blood-washed state of California. Plead the blood over those fires. Blood wash, Lord. Blood wash state of California. The blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. Lord, send angelic assistance to California. Send angelic assistance now, Father. Araki praste, babra gudile mambo, blikadom rakate. Lord, I pray for our partners there, Lord, and their family members and everything they've been made stewards and heirs over. And Satan, you take up your weapons and you flee from them in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus between those fires and our partners. And fires, we speak to you, and command you to cease now. Cease fire. In the name of Jesus. Yes.
Now.
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 In the name of Jesus. you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. You know, we could go on. And you could. You can take this place with you. But I'm releasing myself right now. And because we do have healing school in here in a minute. But you see how you just have to follow the Lord. And what a wonderful presence, right? Hallelujah. Thank y'all.